Ah, yes, nothing like coming home to your equipment strewn all over the floor because some family came over. I wish they didn't drop the mic. I am actually recording right now, and I'm going to listen back to make sure that the mic is not broken. Okay, we're still rolling. Welcome back to the Meat Weed Podcast, where this week we have tried something. Listen, okay? Once in a blue moon, there's a product that comes out, and I'm not sponsored. Right now, period. I'm just a fan. Now, you guys know that I'm a wine guy, okay? I like wine. Beer is not my thing. Hard alcohols are really not my thing. I can't handle stuff, okay? I've got a sensitive stomach. It's just... See, I'm even hiccuping just talking about alcohol. Anyway, let me mention something, okay? Cold Ones came out with their own beverage, right? Their own alcohol. And I happen to live in California. So I wanted to give my honest review about it. You know what I mean? Now, I've already drank a few, I'm not going to lie. So that should give you... I mean, that's already a glowing review for me. If I don't like something, I don't drink it, period. And yet, they're almost all gone. Anyway. It's been a while since I've done a drink review, honestly. It's been a long time, right? The reason being is because I really don't enjoy stuff that are considered addictive, right? Like, I already had that whole thing where I was smoking and it was a bad thing for your health. And it took me, it was an uphill battle to quit, right? Because I'd been smoking for the better part of 6 years. Well, knowing that, I immediately click in my brain that, okay, maybe I have some addictive personality. And I don't want to tease that, you know? I don't want to tease that dragon. Also, at the time of recording, I do want to specify, I'm not going to drink the beverage live on stream. The thing is, we really drink most of them, actually. They're not bad. They're really good. I'm going to say that right now. Grog is currently available in California, specifically at BevMo. And here is the thing, right? I think I mentioned in the last episode of the podcast, but I want to bring it up, you know, give it its own proper pedestal. Because I've been drinking it for the better part of this week, mostly on my days off, and giving it to family members. I gave one to my cousin Tony, still have yet for him to try it, but, you know, it's on its way. And let me tell you right now, the lady at BevMo, when we first found it, we saw the grog in the front. We didn't find it right away because we couldn't find it. We were looking around everywhere and we thought, oh, I wonder where it's at. It was directly by the front door. And the reason being is because every time they restocked the grog, the following hour, or not even the following hour, it's just within the day, right? Within a few hours. Good lord, that's a fucking time frame. Okay, they would stock it in the morning, it'd be sold out within a few hours. Let me put it that way, okay? They would stock up, sell out, stock up, sell out. I was there just before they were about to sell out one more time. And the funny part is, as soon as I got it, I think other people behind me started buying it as well. So I was able to beat the crowd. There was at least 14 boxes left. And I'm pretty sure they flew off the shelves. Like, pretty fast, okay? When I say there wasn't much left, I mean it. There was not much left. So we go to the BevMo, right? And after that, I'm just looking at it, take a picture of it. And I guess it's kind of funny because, like, I know everyone's just like rolling their eyes when they see stuff like that. It's like, ooh, a person from YouTube released something. Ooh, here comes the fanboys. Yes, I agree. It's very annoying to see that, but this one in particular, I was excited to try just because, first off, it's Australian, you know? Australians, I don't know if you guys know, have some good beer. And I mean good beer, okay? They know alcohol. That's the thing for sure. And grog is no different. It is genuinely a good beverage. We drank the grape and the peach one. There's four of each flavor. It's an 8-pack. 8-pack, sorry. And no, I'm not drinking it live on the podcast. The reason being is because I work tomorrow and I don't drink before I work, you know? I have these things where, like, if my day off is tomorrow, you know, then yeah, I'll go for it. But I'm not going to do that. Drink responsibly. This is what they mean when they say drink responsibly, okay? If you gotta do shit later, don't drink at all. What I'm drinking instead right now is actually an Olipop. And if you guys don't know what these do, it helps you shit. Like, period. You know? Really high in fiber. And it's funny because I just been thinking about how much shit I put in my body. We really don't think often about it, you know? You don't think about it until you're older. And if you've been doing all the mistakes, if you've been making a bunch of mistakes, then it'll show up then. You know what I mean? I don't know if your diets vary. Whoever's listening, I don't know if your diets vary quite a bit. But every now and then, take a multivitamin. It makes a massive difference. Like when you're younger, not a big difference, right? When you're actually working a 9-to-5 and you got a bunch of bills to pay and you're older, you know, your youth is behind you, take a multivitamin. I'm saying this right now, and yet I'm only 28, so 28? Fuck, I'm losing my fucking mind. Also, I'm kind of excited about this new piece that I started. Another painting. Three of them. It's quite a bit of paintings I've started. This one is a still life, so whenever I do those, I'm actually quite excited about them. Do you guys remember the wine bottle that I painted? That was a still life. That one was done within the day. I started it. I was really slow, calm about it, methodical. And I used the specific colors that would correspond with, like Spanish paintings, you know? Shit like that. This one is going to be a painting of the can of grog. I'm not going to lie. Very chuggy, right? Very, like, why the fuck would I do that, right? Truth is, I just didn't expect the actual, like, Cold Ones cast to like the post that I did where I bought some. So, I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm thinking if I paint the can, they could probably use it in a promotional campaign. Probably not, granted, but it'd be cool. We'll see. Alright, enough fucking around. Let's put this thing on the fucking meter. I'm not gonna lie, it's not above Oliver, okay? It's one of these drinks that, it's not above Oliver, as in Oliver being the sweet red wine. This is technically a wine. It's a sparkling wine, technically. It says in the bottom, ingredients, wine, carbonated water, sucralose, citric acid, natural flavor. However, the wine adds a trivial amount of sugar. It has no fat, no cholesterol, no sodium, no carbs, no fiber, no sugar, no nothing. Zeros all the way down the board, the nutrition facts, and yet it's 120 calories. It's not bad, okay? It's not bad, but it's definitely an artificial, like, it's like a diet soda with alcohol in it, basically, okay? I'm not gonna lie, it's a very simple concept, and yet it works, okay? Because it's not a beer, so it doesn't have that fizziness, you know? The one that makes you feel bloated. It does have this interesting lingering effect. I would say it's like you took a shot and it takes a sec to kick in and then it does. It honestly just feels like, okay, I feel like it's like a diet Sprite with a shot of vodka in it. Don't lie to me, guys. Is that what this is? It tastes exactly like that. I'm not gonna lie. This specific one, I have the can here, okay? It's empty. The grape flavored one. The grape one is very, like, artificial grape flavoring, you know? You know that flavor that... My mom described it perfectly earlier, okay? Because I had her try one, and she tasted it, and she's like, you know, doing that whole thing, and she goes, it tastes like grape Robitussin. Like, with a sparkling... Like, a sparkling grape Robitussin. It tastes like you were sick, and this is going to help you get better. You know what I mean? Like medicine. Like cough medicine. What the fuck? Did you guys hear that in my voice? That was weird, right? That was really weird. Okay. I drink some tea right now, but I think I need water, like, for sure. Oh, yeah, I'm dehydrated as fuck. All right. Let's talk about this drink, though. Why is it so interesting to me that, you know, why is this drink so interesting to me, okay? Let me be blunt, okay? Let me be clear. I'm interested in this because I think of the whole KSI, Logan Paul, and Mr. Beast thing, right? They released that whole Lunchly, Prime, and whatnot. That is a drink. You know, Prime is a drink made by a, you know, internet guys. And Mr. Beast's chocolates are, you know, made by Mr. Beast. You need to understand something, okay? Let me be blunt, clear, and very direct. I go shopping a lot. I go to Target. I go to Walmart. I go to every little store you could possibly think of. Foods Co. You know, what's the other one? It's not coming to me. You have to pay to get in, and it's not coming to me. Costco, there we go. Listen, I've been to all of these. I've seen the Prime, I've seen the Feastly, I've seen the Lunchly, whatever. You guys gotta understand, they don't sell. Okay, in fact, the other day, we went to Target, we didn't even look, we weren't looking for these products. Okay, they found us. Mr. Beast's chocolates were right by the cashier. the box was open. It was a little dusty, and they had been there for so long. And the funniest part is not a single one was purchased. Not a single one. When they first came out, they were flying off the shelves. And now, they're fucking garbage, okay? They were entirely based on the Mr. Beast name alone, right? It was entirely just, oh my god, a famous YouTuber made this, let's go try it. And then people snapped out of it, right? They spent money, and they realized, oh, it's just a shitty YouTuber trying to con us. Yeah, I fucking said it. Prime, I've had it before as well. It's a worse Gatorade. That's it, okay? It's a fucking worse Gatorade. Lunchly, I didn't even get to try it before it was taken off the shelves. This, on the other hand, has hype. Has had hype, okay? It's had a lot of hype. And yet, it's still hyped, okay? Lunchly's hype is dead. Prime's hype is dead. Feastables is dead. You know, the hype. This continues. That's why I'm interested in it. What did they do right? What did they do correct? That's why I went out and I tried it. It's not the best drink, don't get me wrong. However, and this is me saying this as somebody who enjoys a bit of alcohol every now and then, okay? I'm not going to lie. I like to drink. Just not a lot. You know, I'm more of a wine guy. This, I would prefer over any beer. I am not joking. I pointed right at the fucking can full hand. This is not a bad drink. It's not the best. But it's beyond mediocre, okay? It's at the tier, it's like 7 out of 10, okay? If you want a rating, 7 out of 10. It's not the best, but it's not bad, you know? I should just stop right there. It's not bad. I've had the Feastables. I've had the Lunchly. I've had Prime, okay? Here's the thing. Here's what you gotta understand. Most YouTubers would have milked that shit before, okay? They would have milked it for views or whatever. I didn't even bother. I know it was a fad. Like, I wasn't going to subject myself to that bullshit. I have a YouTube channel that I'm trying to grow. And you know what? I wouldn't even stoop that low. Fuck Prime. Feastly's okay. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's chocolate. It's mediocre chocolate. I've been on a diet before where I had to eat keto chai. Like, keto chocolate. Fuck. I had to eat keto chocolate and that's about it. And that tastes slightly better. That's it. Not to mention, it's got more sugar than a Hershey's bar now, but whatever. Grog, on the other hand, I like it. You know? 7 out of 10, maybe 7.5 out of 10, okay? If we're doing decibel points, 7.5. I'm not going to put it at an 8, right? It's just underneath an 8. But would I recommend you try it? Yes. Actually. Genuinely. Try it. If you are of the legal drinking age, and you live in the state of California, try a grog. It is not bad. I mean, there are two flavors, right? There's this box that I got. They had two flavors, grape and peach. The peach is a 10 out of 10. The grape, a 7 out of 10. Okay? And there's such a big difference between the two. There's such a, like, the flavor, right? Because there's two different flavors. It's a big variety. Okay? My girl and I, we both tried them. We tried the grape one. She didn't like it. I thought it was okay. And we tried the peach one, and we were like, okay, that has potential. Absolute potential. Amazing. I love it. Hey, going back to the fucking Feastables thing, we went to Circle K the other day, and there was a Prime, a little standee with Logan Paul. People were like drawing shit on it and not buying the Prime. The hype died, and they're so desperately trying to get it back. It's so sad. Oh my god, I'll take any fucking chance to shit on them, you know? Also, Cybertruck suck. I'm sorry, I can't get behind it. I do feel bad for those guys, though, you know? They kind of got locked into that contract. You guys heard about that, right? Where if you bought a Cybertruck, even if you regret buying it, you can't sell it. That's so fucked up, man, you know? So, yeah, it's... Jesus, fuck, that's a lot of money to lose, you know? That's not a small investment. That's a fucking hefty investment right there. I can't get over the fact that I'm looking around my room and there's paintings strewn about, but they're all organized by size. So a majority of them are the small ones, the small canvases. Some of them are the bigger, more higher quality ones, and there's two boxes of blanks. I'm really hyped about that. If you guys have a painting that you want me to do or try, let me know. That's it. Simple as that. Okay, also, we gotta talk about the YouTube video. Thank you guys for the growing support. And another thing, we got another Patreon subscriber, and to celebrate, I immediately posted something that I kept hidden for years, but it has been long enough. 2 years ago, or whenever it happened, do you guys remember about the Great Tulare Lake coming back from the dead, basically? Like, this ancient lake, was it the Tulare Lake? No, the Tule River, the Tule Lake, something like that. It came back, but the problem was, because it had been gone for so long, a lot of farmland was built in the area. Farms, houses, you know, not a small investment. A very decent, pretty big chunk of that land that was underwater is now farmland, or was, rather. Well, I was kind of working construction during that time, and I don't know if you guys remember, I think I talked about it briefly, but I was on the crew that had to build a giant dirt wall that held back a water, you know, like a giant dam, so that the rest of the valley was fucking flooded in. It was insane. It was nuts. One of the craziest jobs I've ever done. Well, I recorded footage of it, and only Patreon subscribers can watch it. I have more. If more patrons get on there, I'll send out more. No joke. I'm not joking. I have plenty. Not plenty, I guess. A little more than... Fuck, I'm glad I never deleted it, actually. That's a fucking gold mine right there. Also, thank you to the new patron, Ast Luna. Thank you very much for your subscription. I'm really excited about that, by the way. Listen, I'm going to be totally honest. I have only had one patron for the longest time, and now that I have two, I'm going to start up the podcast exclusive episodes. And if you want to listen to those, they're only on Patreon, and they're only for paying members. $1 or $5, that's it. There's currently a few episodes out. I don't remember how many, but they're only little 15-minute blips. It's like you get a little bit of extra just for, you know, just for helping us out. And we really do appreciate it. Who is we? Me, my girl, and who is this person here? Ellison. My squishmallow. I finally got a squishmallow. My own, by the way. I've only ever bought any for, as gifts, you know? They make great gifts, by the way. Squishmallows are fucking adorable. I love them. And I finally got one that's, to my aesthetic, so to speak. Ellison. If you want to look that one up, the description is actually kind of funny. I like it. Let me open it up real quick. I don't know if you guys are into squishmallows. I kind of am. Certain kinds. All right. Ellison and his squad started a punk band. What do you think of this outfit? Ellison wants to make sure that he really looks the part. He's even trying to play his bass a little sloppier so the band can sound more punk. Stop by tonight's rehearsal and check it out. That's fucking... I love that, by the way. And he's got a little, like, angry face. I fuck with that heavy. I love that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I have something to announce, but... It's one of those things where I don't want to jinx it, okay? So, instead of announcing it on the podcast, I'm just saying right now, there is a massive thing happening right now. And this is bigger than all of the merch drops I've done, everything else. But the thing is, I don't know how it's going to benefit us, you know, like everyone on the podcast listening. It'll benefit me specifically in my daily life. So, if you guys don't know, well, sometimes it's time to leave the nest. Simple as that. So if by any chance I do seem really quiet for a few episodes, or maybe I miss a week or two, you guys gotta understand, I'm making some big moves in the background, you know? In fact, I have another YouTube video that I'm working on. I am gonna release it maybe in a month. The thing is, it's probably gonna be one of the last ones for a bit where I'm traveling. I'm gonna be very busy soon. It's part of adult life, you know? Sometimes you gotta pay the bills, sometimes the bills get very expensive. I mean, very expensive. So that's why when I say I do appreciate the Patreon subscribers, I fucking mean it. I mean it very much so, because my God, I cannot stress enough how expensive things are right now. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about just look, I'm sorry. Okay. I hate that my personal life's been bleeding into the podcast, but truth is things have not been that good at home. Okay. I'm sorry. There, I'll say it like that. It hasn't been the best because I don't know. Sometimes people don't get along in your family, you know? It's not a big deal, you know? It's not like I'm going to go and cry about it. I mean, I'm a grown-ass man, you know? People are going to have their beefs. They're going to settle their beefs. They're going to do whatever they want. But it has... It hasn't helped that it's exacerbated the issues that my some family members, I won't specify who, but some family members have had the slow season at their job for quite a while. Oh my god, that burp was foul. Oh, I'm so sorry. Listen, this Olipop makes my belly feel funny. My god. Hey, did you guys like that Omar Apollo skit that I did? In the last YouTube video, I released the, like, there was bits of Omar Apollo doing this thing where he, I couldn't play the music because it was copyrighted, so I had to, quote-unquote, make it on my own using the same software that I used to upload the podcast episode. It's just a MIDI keyboard and really shitty instruments and, like, an artificial drum. It was so bad. Look, here's how I make videos sometimes. Before I upload it, that's why I take a month, I'll send my brother some of the jokes in the video, and if he's not fucking dying laughing, I don't even bother putting it in, okay? He had to cover his mouth, because he was laughing when he wasn't supposed to, right? He was supposed to be asleep by then. And of course, mom and dad in the other room, and he's trying not to laugh. It was good, it was really good. For him, it was good. I like that it was good for him. I appreciate that there are many people listening to the podcasts. Great for, you know, thank you very much. And I also appreciate that there are people watching the YouTube videos. However, there's another thing that I have been doing as well. I've just been chilling, you know? How you guys been? Seriously, my DMs are open on Instagram. When I ask these things, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm serious. If you're listening to the podcast and you hear me say, how you guys been? That is an open invitation to DM me on Instagram and Twitter. Both of them, okay? Somebody took that opportunity. By the way, thank you very much to the person who messaged me on Twitter. I'm being totally serious, by the way. I'm not that big of a, like, content creator that I won't see your texts, you know, that I won't see your messages. I will absolutely see them. So Ava Olivia, thank you for your DM on Twitter. I've been messaging her lately. Also, hold on. Let me open up this thing. Give them your business. You know, they're doing commissions and art pieces. They feel bad because apparently AI is taking a lot of their work. But, you know, if you want to support local artists, by all means, go ahead. That's at KTSWULF and _ Ava Olivia with two hearts. By all means, go ahead, support an artist. I like that, though. You know, I like that there's a bunch of artists that still do it the old-fashioned way, you know? Me, personally, I only do physical canvases, and I feel kind of bad because I mentioned last week that I cannot find these canvases that are really small. And the reason being is because I really like painting on small canvases because I bought a scanner specifically for them. So imagine buying a scanner for a size of canvas that no longer exists. I do not know how to use Photoshop. I'm sorry. Nor do I have access to Adobe Photoshop. And I don't want to download it illegally because I have a MacBook and I don't want to fuck it up. This thing is very, very old, okay? All the equipment that I have is very dated. I cannot afford to update it. The MacBook especially. And especially right now. I hate to say it, but some people's Christmases aren't the best. And I'm going to be honest, I think this year for Christmas, I'm just going to be happy to have a blanket and a warm bed. That's really all I need. Also, more importantly than that, my family to be happy and healthy. That's it. That's all I want this Christmas. That's all I want. It'd be nice if I can get that. You know? Wow, I'm getting emotional. Excuse me. This is the Meatweed Podcast, man. You get what you get. And what I say by that is I'm not going to censor myself when I, you're going to get me on my realist, okay? I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I can't go too into details because it's private, but it's also very, very complicated, to be honest. Fuck, man, you know? Sometimes families just do that, you know? Sometimes families just fucking struggle. And that's okay. Shit happens, you know? We'll get through this. We'll be fine. Probably. I'll be alright. You know what? I'm gonna tell you right now. Tell you something right now. Maybe in a week or two, maybe in three, maybe in a month, I'll talk back about this like nothing happened. It's happened before, remember guys? Remember some episodes ago? Listen, I'm saying this right now because Meatweed Podcast is nothing but real. Okay? I have life struggles. I'm not rich at all. Granted, I'm not the poorest, okay? I'm not super poor, okay? But it's just When I had that thing with my car some time ago, I basically used what I had, you know, in my bank. And now it's like, okay, cool. Can I finally just recover some money in my bank account? Can I finally build up a savings account? Can I fucking do that? Because year after year after year, some shit's happened. You know what I mean? And it's just over and over again. Oh, whatever. I'll be okay. The reason I say that is because this job I have is consistent. I'm not going to lie. It's really consistent. I fuck with the heavy. Thank you to my current employers for giving me the ability to actually recover my funds instead of just bleeding money dry. You know what? That is something to be grateful about. Fuck it. It is what it is. Fuck it, we ball. Anyway, I saw this tweet and it was really fucking funny, right? I want to read it. It's a Pride and Prejudice, the vintage classic book. It just says, this is my favorite piece of literary criticism of all time. Pride and Prejudice, 1 star. It's just a bunch of people going to each other's houses. Oh, fuck, man. I've actually never read the book. I don't know if you guys were in like AP reading or English or whatever. I was never in advanced placement classes, but I remember that being a book that people had to read. It's like super fucking thick. But like, it is just that. It's just people going to each other's houses. Yeah. I've had this painting that I've struggled with the longest time. And I'm turning around right now and I'm looking right at it, right? And from a distance, I like it. From a distance, it looks good. From up close, you could see the imperfections. And I'm starting to realize that's how most of my paintings are. From up close, you could see minor imperfections, but from afar, it's all right. It's actually not bad. I don't know why I've been so critical of myself. I think maybe the point is that I'm not growing as an artist anymore. Like, to be honest, it has been an uphill battle. And I am not Sisyphus, man. This fucking thing in my throat. I'm not emotional right now or anything. It's just, I think I have a clogged nose. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but every time I record, it starts clogging. It just starts clogging. I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to eat more spicy food. What do you guys think? Cinnamon tea. That's what I need. Sometimes you're the squirrel. Sometimes you're the nut. You feel me? I have an idea for something. I don't know how people are going to take it. See, it's one of those things that's been in the back of my head as well. I have a lot of shit going on, but this specific thing has bugged me for months. I have canvases, right, that are old, that are starting to rot and wither away or whatever. My problem is I want to get rid of them in like a ceremonial way, you know, maybe burn them or something. I don't want to just like, I don't know, I don't want to just fucking fold them up and leave them somewhere. I have a feeling that doing that is gonna like damage the structure of the paint, you know? Like if I like, because they're canvases, right? They got the wooden borders. You can actually take them off that and then you just have a big piece of cloth with a painting on it, and that you could put somewhere else. But if you fold it up, then you fucked it up, you know? That's the problem with canvas, is that it doesn't age well, especially the ones I've been using, the old-fashioned ones, like the cotton ones, the ones that you get at the dollar store and shit. Those are not good for long-term storage. So I had to buy more expensive ones. And even those, I don't want to do that with, you know, because they were so expensive. But not like super expensive, okay? I'm not going to say I'm spending like $50 a canvas. It's more like $10 a canvas, which is still a hefty price tag, you know? I have bought a few canvases, but I had an idea. I'm going to reuse them. If I didn't like the painting, I'm going to reuse it. And sadly, I'm seeing one that I'm going to reuse because it is ugly. It is ugly. And I'm also going to delete it from the MG acrylic page because as happy as that was, you know, as happy as I was when it came out, now that I've been painting for a bit longer and I have more of an eye for detail, I can tell you right now, that one was shit. I was proud of nothing. I was proud of the worst. The reason being is because I had this super fine, super small detailed brush. And I thought, ooh, look at that tiny tree. People are going to appreciate that. No, they won't. People want big and loud. That's what they want. When it comes to painting, detail is important, but it's an afterthought. You want something like this. You want to paint something big and very eye-catching. And then slowly add details. I was doing the opposite. So, you know, any artist worth his salt is probably hearing me going, yeah, isn't that obvious? Look, I did not go to art school. I couldn't afford it. Okay? Like, as simple as that. But I'm picking up stuff on the way. If anyone knows, like, any courses, like, on YouTube or, like, I don't know, like, fucking Skillshare or something. Some cheap shit, okay? Not something super expensive. I would love to look into it because I would like some expert advice on painting, you know? That's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. Sorry for the fucking... Oh, my stomach. Sorry for the whole, like, quiet, sad rant at the end. I don't know what the fuck that was. I think right now the reason being is because I miss my girlfriend. You know? She's over there. Not in the other room. Sometimes when I'm recording, she is in the other room, but she's not right now. And, honey, if there's an off chance you're listening to this episode because you're super behind, but I'm okay with that. I love you, honey. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week, and I'm going to get started on that YouTube video, actually. I know I said it might take a month, but that's at the latest. I'm going to try to, you know, I'm trying to fucking finish that one. It's a really good video, by the way. The reason I'm so excited about it is because it's some of the best footage I've gotten, like, ever, you know? Like, you've seen me in an airplane, but you've never seen me in a boat. All right, see you guys next week.